Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, this is Taco Man Radio. For the next 2 hours, I am the Taco Man, joining myself and my co-host, which will be here in just a couple of minutes to talk about Zach Attack Young. We're talking sports, social issues. We'll be joined by Seth Meyers. Of course, jokes that Seth can't tell. They're not R-rated, they're not X-rated. They're just funny, and they're a great gas to have. Of course, we'll talk comedy, because we want to put some humor in the show as well. And, of course, we'll talk about the world of sports. Straight up, Zachary, who's the athlete of the week?
Oh, none other than number 33, Larry Bird.
No, the Boston Celtics, man. The Boston Garden, the old Boston Garden. I don't know what it was, but that place was magic when it came to when the Celtics were playing there. Speaking of magic, what are those San Diego NFL fans going to be doing this season?
Watching plenty of high school football.
Oh, Zachary, I heard, of course, the Chargers, now the L.A. Chargers, along with the L.A. Rams. Lots of teams in L.A., and who thinks? 6 months ago, nobody was there. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Taco Man with open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY-DOES. 1-800-878-7529. Or you can text me and Zach at 415-275-1613. That's right. Our text line only, 415-275-1613. This is the Taco Man live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio Channel 203, and the American Forces Network.
This advertisement is neither an offer to lend nor a commitment to funding. Penn Funding is a marketing and information firm for businesses.
We needed cash, fast. Business is good, but this is an emergency.
We needed some new equipment. The banks wouldn't help us.
Need cash for your business? Call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. If you're in business 6 months with $10,000 per month in sales, you probably qualify. Call Penn Funding now. Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
I called Penn Funding and had my money fast.
Penn Funding helped me stay in business.
Penn Funding helped us grow.
Penn Funding can save your business. We can help you grow your business. Make the call now. If you need cash for your business, call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. Need cash for your business? Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Here every night at the show, I deliver a monologue. Jokes like these, comprised and written by a diverse team of writers. And as a result of that diversity, a lot of the jokes that come across my desk, due to me being a straight white male, would be difficult for me to deliver. But they're great jokes, so we don't think it should stop us from telling them to you. So we'd like to share them with you now in a segment we call Joke Seth Can't Tell. All right, everybody, these are two of our writers, Amber and Jenny.
I'm black.
And I'm gay.
And we're both women.
And I'm not. So here's how this works. I'll read the setups for these jokes, and Amber and Jenny will read the punchlines. Here we go. Lady Gaga and Madonna visited an LGBT center in New York on Thanksgiving Day.
It worked, said a gay man holding a wishbone.
The Mall of America recently hired its first ever black Santa.
The good kids get presents, and the bad kids get a foot broke off in their ass.
I don't know if I could have told that as well.
You could not have.
Yeah. The TV show Younger recently featured a character who is an Orthodox Jewish lesbian and refers to herself as an orthodyke.
As opposed to Catholic lesbians who refer to themselves as nuns.
Now. Jenny, I'm not technically sure you can tell that joke.
Oh, I'm Catholic.
Okay, cool. Do you feel guilty about telling it?
So guilty.
Okay, that was a test. You are Catholic. An African-American center at North Carolina State University recently hosted a Kwanzaa celebration.
How was it? Said black people to their white friends.
Oh, so black people don't celebrate Kwanzaa?
But white people love it.
Okay. A new survey revealed that one of the most popular terms searched by American women looking for porn is ebony lesbian.
An ebony lesbian is like a regular lesbian, except she always comes late.
Jenny, you cannot tell that joke.
I'm sorry. How many ebony lesbians have you slept with?
Point. You do have a point.
Oh, right. Yeah.
No, get out of here. Okay, high no? five. No, you
no,
cannot.
Okay.
No.
According to a recent article, more than 75% of black Americans are overweight.
But according to a recent black article, nuh-uh.
On a recent episode of the CW show Supergirl, Supergirl's sister came out as a lesbian.
Viewers became suspicious when she referred to a penis as kryptonite.
So penises are lesbians' kryptonite?
I mean, they're my kryptonite.
Amber, what's your kryptonite?
Dogs.
Oh.
What's your kryptonite, Seth?
You know that thing when you get an Uber driver and he's really chatty?
Oh, gross. White people problems.
Wait, so Danny, back to the kryptonite thing. Does that mean you don't like Superman?
I don't, but I love Clark Kent.
Why is that?
Because he looks like Rachel Maddow.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Seth, why don't you tell
me? Oh, no, I would get in trouble if I told one of these jokes. I don't think it's a good idea. I think I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
According to a new study, people who identify as bisexual make less money than their straight or gay counterparts. But on the bright side, they have a lot more openings available.
How dare you!
You promised me that I could!
You should be ashamed of
yourself! You said I would be okay! You made fun of Catholics! You're going to hell!
I probably am.
Black women and lesbians are liars!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Sports Day, March 12, 2017. Dung slinging no more. A Thailand zoo recently hosted an event featuring orangutans boxing as other apes sit outside the ring, banging on drums and dancing in bikinis. The wild display of Safari World has protesters saying orangutans are being abused. Hey, they're not hurting each other, and guess what? They're getting fed real well. Actor Robert Blake, remember him? He played Beretta in the 70s. He was also in the R Gang and the Little Rascal movies of the 1930s. Now he's like 83 years old. He's going to get married for the third time. Some 12 years after after he was acquitted of murdering his second wife, the skank of skanks. Did I say that? Bonnie Lee Bakley, the late Bonnie Lee Bakley. TMZ identified the bride-to-be as 55-year-old Pamela Hudak, so he's marrying young. He's been going out with her for a long, long time. But I said he was in the Beretta movie. Of course, he and his wife, Bakley, went to a restaurant. They were done eating at a restaurant in L.A. in May 2001 when she was found dead in the car. He said he left his gun in the restaurant. He went back to the restaurant to get his gun, and when he came back, she was shot to death. And, of course, there were the two hitmen that testified against him in the trial, said that he hired them to murder her, and of course he was still acquitted, but he lost in the civil trial. Shame on him. Anyway, bottom line is, the same woman, Bonnie Lee Bakley, ran ads in the National Enquirer, reportedly built unsuspecting men out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. She would say, hey, I need money. I'm stuck in Pennsylvania. I'll come visit you. Send me the money for a first-class airline ticket. So they send her $2,000 or $3,000, and that would be the last time they ever heard of her. Anyway, last we not heard of Michael Floyd. He's out of jail. New England Patriot Michael Floyd, the luckiest guy in the world, was released, of course, from an Arizona jail early Saturday. After he was wide receiver, was locked up, of course, for that February 16th DUI. Man, they're making a big deal of this guy. He fell asleep at a stoplight. That's not a major DUI. He's like he killed 10 people. Anyway, was the arrest good or bad luck? I tell you what, because the Arizona Cardinals cut him immediately after the Scottsdale arrest, right? But he was picked up by the Patriots a short time later and ended up playing in and winning the Super Bowl. Muhammad Ali's son was stopped and questioned in another airport, and his lawyer says the TSA is lying about it, trying to minimize the incident. Ali Jr. was at the Reagan National Airport Friday when he tried checking in for a flight at an airline counter. Ali's lawyer said a computer check flagged Ali and someone who needed to ante up more info about him. The lawyer says the agent wouldn't accept Ali's Illinois ID and then put the boxer's son on the phone with Homeland Security. Oh, my God! The lawyer says the call lasted 20 minutes. TSA said, no, the call only lasted 11 minutes, and Ali wasn't detained. Well, if he couldn't get on the plane, and he had to talk to these guys on the phone, guess what? I'm not stupid. He was detained. Of course, a month ago, Ali was held up for several hours in Fort Lauderdale, and of course, they were asking him if he was Muslim. They didn't believe he was Muhammad Ali. Anyway, bottom line is, we got stuff going on in this country that's really not good. When you got Ali's, I mean, I wish Ali was alive to talk about this, but this might rise him from the grave. Speaking of rising from the grave, Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, 24-year-old quarterback, former Heisman Trophy winner, of course, former Cleveland Browns, number one pick. Wow. He's going to get he's officially engaged to his girlfriend, Bray Tazee. Hot-looking girl, no doubt about them, been dating her, I think, since October of 2016. Either she's a party animal like Johnny, or she's straight. For Johnny's sake, we hope the best. Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield was videotaped by cops when he tried to run from them in that drunken February incident we talked about a few weeks back. Bottom line is, he was drunk and acting a fool. Robert Griffin has no hope of returning to the NFL, saying he's leaving it up to God as to whether or not he'll play a football game. Come on, man. Griffin was cut from the Browns early Friday, and there's speculation he might not have any other options because, you know, his inconsistency and his injuries, but really his inconsistency. And guess what? News for Dodger fans. Manager Dave Roberts says there's no reason why the team shouldn't be right in the World Series this season. Okay? Is anybody laughing? I don't think so. Timing can be a funny thing, folks, in the NFL. No doubt about that. Take that back. In the NBA, Kawhi Leonard scored 39 points against the Houston Rockets this week and was drug tested against the San Antonio Spurs this week. And guess what? He was drug tested right afterwards. Guess what? 39 points. You can't, something's got to be wrong. But drug testing right afterwards. And you know they're not tested weed, because if they were tested for weed, half the NBA would be on the bench. The National Football League teams, well, you know, we talked about it on and on and on. He said they have violated federal laws governing prescription drugs, disregarded guidance from the Drug Enforcement Administration on how to store, track, transport, and distribute controlled substances, and plied their players with powerful painkillers and anti-inflammatories each season, according to sealed court reports contained in a federal lawsuit filed by former players. The sealed material, which was reviewed by the Washington Post, provides a rare look into the league's relationship with drugs and how team doctors manage the pain inherent in a bruising sport to keep players on the field. In other words, federal law says guidelines like this are supposed to be enforced and teams shouldn't be doing that. So why is the NFL getting away with it? And guess what? They're suspending people for marijuana. Floyd Mayweather in the news. Oh my God, he's in the news. That's right. He's made it loud and clear. He's in the UK right now on tour. He's willing to fight. Guess who? No. Conor McGregor. You were thinking somebody, a decent boxer, right? No, like Gennady Golovkin, right? Maybe a challenge, right? No, he wants to fight Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor, he never boxed before. He's a street fighter. I mean, he's got some boxing skills, but when you compare him against Mayweather, it's sort of like putting it's like giving a guy a trumpet and saying, after 6 or 7 lessons, we want you playing with the symphony. You know that ain't going to happen. It's just going to happen. Besides, according to Dana White, the deal ain't happened. He says the deal's already done because the deal's already a dead deal because Dana's not getting his cut of the coin. Dana's doing a deal. Dana was involved in this. I didn't know it. Johnny Taco knows something a little about food trucks, folks. And here are the best five food trucks in all of America. The champion of all food trucks is in L.A. Johnny Taco knows this. Mariscos Jalisco in L.A. is number one food truck. Number two in L.A. Gorilla Tacos in L.A. is number two. And, of course, Nung's Cow My Gal. That's in Portland, Oregon. That's number three, Asian food with flair there. And number four is going to be, Hard Time Sundays in Brooklyn, New York. And that place is all about burgers. Someone remember this place. And Bite Into Maine is number five in the Portland, Maine. That's a truck that sells lobsters. John Surtees, who won the 1964 Formula, of course, won championship to become the only man to win the title on 2 and 3 4 wheels, both on a motorcycle and on a car, died on Friday. He was 83. May he rest in peace. You are tuned to the Taco Man Show, live phone lines all around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or hit us up on our text line. It's even easier and it's faster, and you don't have to talk on the air because I know some of you are scared. 415-275-1613. Our text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Taco Man Sports Day. What is it? March 12th, 2017.
I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
Hey, you're going to sit there and let him talk to me like that?
No. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
To the players, reality is one against one. Move and countermove. Helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One-on-one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Sports Overnight America.
With Johnny Taco.
Zachary, I got to ask you, man, what's LA going to do with two teams now? Are they going to have football every Sunday?
Of course. I mean, the only logical thing is to go from no football to football every Sunday, right?
I mean, oh, my God. You know what? I guess if I had a choice right now, I'd much rather watch the Rams and the Chargers. You know, the Chargers were in San Diego for a reason.
No doubt about that. But I don't know. I think the Chargers are going to be the better team, though, I think, this year.
Oh, we'll see. Let's go through the top 50 free agents and what's happening to them. G.J. Swearinger, a safety, of course, with the Cardinals. He signed a 3-year deal with the Redskins. With Washington. Anthony Fado, a tight end, of course, signed a 1-year deal with the Dolphins. Barry Church, a safety with the Cowboys, signed with the Jaguars, a 4-year deal. 4-year deal down in Jacksonville. Okay. Julius Peppers, defensive end, outside linebackers, leaving Green Bay, signed a 1-year deal with the Panthers. I guess he thinks his money will be a little bit worth a couple more in a couple years. Jonathan Cyprian signed a 4-year deal with the Titans. Jared Cook, a tight end with Green Bay, to be determined. I mean, he still might stay with the Green Bay team. God knows where he's going. The bottom line is nobody has picked him up yet. Pierre Garcon signed with the 49ers for 5 years. He's a wide receiver. Prince Akamakura signed a 1-year deal with the Bears. Charles Johnson's re-signed with the Panthers. Jabel Sherrod, defensive end, signed with the Colts. Interesting, left the Patriots. Dante Poe, nose tackle, left KC to be determined. Kevin Minter from the Cardinals to be determined. Chris Baker signed a 3-year deal with the Bucks. Duran Harmon re-signed with the Patriots, a 4-year deal. He ain't stupid. Tom Brady might win another Super Bowl. Mario Anderson, defensive end, re-signs with the Panthers, a 3-year deal. Alan Branch re-signed with the Pats for 2 years. Micah Hyde, cornerback, Green Bay, signed a 5-year deal with the Bills. Jay Cutler couldn't get arrested. Jay Cutler is going to be playing for the Southern Illinois Warriors. You know what they are? They were a team from the Rockford Files back in the 1970s that Rob Reiner played quarterback on, Larry Sturdivant, King Sturdivant, I kid you not. But Jay Cutler, quarterback, having been released by the Chicago Bears, they released him this week, he ain't happening. Logan Ryan, cornerback, signed a three-year deal with the Titans. Interesting. Kenny Stills, wide receiver, stayed with the Dolphins, a four-year deal. Smart guy, nice weather. J.C. Treader leaves Green Bay, signs a three-year deal with the Browns. I don't know why anyone wants to go to Cleveland except for LeBron. Ronald, you ever been to Cleveland? Ronald Leary, the offensive guard for the Cowboys, signed a four-year deal with the Pats. Dree Kirkpatrick, of course, he signs with the Bengals. Some other ones I'm looking at here. Larry Warford, of course, he's an offensive guard. He signs a four-year deal with the Aints. I don't know anyone wants to go to St. Louis down there. Anyway, looking at the real list here, the bottom line is let's get down to the money guy, Kirk Cousins. Of course, he's signing a franchise deal. He's a franchise, been offered a franchise deal, of course, with the Washington team. Not that we don't mention that team. Good luck to him. Anyway, Kevin Zettler, offensive guard, signed a five-year deal with the Browns. Probably missing some names here. Brandon Williams re-signed with the Ravens, a five-year deal. Baltimore, I don't know. Le'Veon Bell, running back, stays with the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's an exclusive franchise tag there. A.J. Boye signs a five-year deal with the Jags. Kawan Short, non-exclusive franchise tag. Interesting. Jason Pierre-Paul, defensive end, New York Giants, staying with the New York Giants franchise tag there. Dante Hightower, looks like he doesn't know what he's going to do, linebacker. He's interesting because he's a pretty good player there. Eric Berry stays with the Kansas City Chiefs, signs a six-year deal. Melvin Ingram, outside linebacker, franchise tag with the Chargers. Interesting. Now, speaking of the Chargers, you say the Chargers would be the better team this year, Zach?
Yeah, I feel like the Chargers are more set up for success. I mean, I think that they, you know, they've had a quarterback for a while in Phillip Rivers that he's been kind of up and down, but overall he's had a good career, I'd say. And Jared Goff, I mean, he still has a lot to learn. The number one overall pick last year, but he didn't have exactly the greatest rookie year ever. I mean, he didn't play a lot of the year, and then when he did get to play, it wasn't the best play that you'll see, although he did have a very weak receiving core.
You know, they've been talking about tearing down that Coliseum for years, ever since the Raiders left and talking about tearing it down, and now they're gonna pimp off that Coliseum every weekend. They're going to get their money's worth out of that place and implode it.
That's what it seems like. I mean, the Coliseum doesn't have too much time left, you know?
No, it certainly doesn't. No doubt about that. Of course, it staged all kinds of events there, boxing matches, wrestling matches, you name it. It's all kinds of great outdoor events. Now, looking at the entire sphere, we talked about the world of free agents there, Kirk Cousins staying with Washington. Of course, the 49ers were talking about maybe getting him as their quarterback. Let's start with the 49ers. What did the 49ers do in this free agency here? That's a big positive thing. Anything positive here coming out of the Niners?
Yeah, they signed Michael Bennett, the Super Bowl MVP for the Seahawks when they won a couple years ago. So that's a positive thing. Defensive player. I mean, their defense was probably the worst in Niners history, would you say? So
yeah, but you're not gonna want to hear what I'm about to tell you.
Go ahead.
I understand that guy's right knee is pretty close to like being shot.
Yeah, that's not the greatest sign. But
no,
you know,
that's not a good. You got bad wheels, man. So, you know, that's why he was great a couple years ago. I mean, looks like guys that stay healthy like Khalil Mack, they can keep on a continuous run. You know what I'm saying? They stay healthy. They're in shape. They're lucky they don't get any serious injuries. But you get injured sometimes. Don't come back 100%, Zach.
No, I mean, you're right about that. It's definitely hard to come back. I mean, I still think that even a guy who might be injury prone is going to be better than what they had this year, which is sad to say.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the team across the bay. Talk about the Oakland Raiders. Now, the Oakland Raiders, of course, did well last year, surprised a lot of people, and then their quarterback broke his leg, and then the season fell apart. That's the season in a nutshell, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what happened. Derek Carr was on the cusp of like an MVP caliber season, and then he got hurt, and that kind of just dashed the Raiders' playoff hopes completely.
You know, I saw him at the Raiders training camp running up on a heartbreak in about a minute and 45 seconds here. But when I saw him at the Raiders training camp, he carried himself like like he was a great quarterback. You know, that was that wasn't a surprise to him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the fact he was that good, that wasn't a surprise to him or his father. That kid can throw, man.
Yeah, he is. I mean, and I think the only reason that people doubted him is because David Carr, his brother, was somewhat a bust in the NFL, you know. So, and he came just before Derek. They both went to the same school, Fresno, I believe. So at the, you know, I think that's the only thing that made people kind of doubt him. But he's more than proven himself at this point.
You talking about Fresno State, that football powerhouse?
Yeah, the Bulldogs.
Oh, my God. Jerry reminds me of Jerry Tarkanian when he was a coach and biting that towel down there for the basketball team before he went to the LV Rebels. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, our text line is hot and it's happening. 415-275-1613. That's right. Text us your question, your comments. 415-275-1613. Next up, we're talking the fights on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Well, I might go down in history as being the highest publicized fight in the history of the fight game. The most talked about, the most, I would say, probably controversial, the most loved, the most hated.
Champion!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
You know, Zach, I can spend about 15, 20 minutes just on the great Lou Duva all alone. Of course, Lou Duva passed away this past week at the age of 94. He trained most of the 1984 Olympic team. We'll talk about guys like Meldrick Taylor and Pernell Whitaker and Tyrell Biggs and Mark Breland. I mean, he trained all those guys, folks. And, of course, his son was the genius behind pay-per-view. He was the guy that bought us pay-per-view the first time in 1981, the Leonard Hearns fight, the first Leonard Hearns fight in September of 81. Dan Duva said, I'm going to put this fight on pay-per-view, home pay-per-view, for like $19.99. And all the other promoters said, it'll kill boxing. Boxing is dead. Don King and Bob Arum came out and said this guy was crazy. Well, he wasn't crazy, no doubt about that. And, of course, Lou Duva, who was 62 years old when they pulled off that 84 Olympic coup. In other words, he was well into his life as a boxing trainer. In fact, as a fighter, Lou wasn't all that good, Zach Attack. He had 5 wins and 10 losses. And so I guess he wasn't all that good. Got stopped a couple times, but of course had that face like Friends Fred Flintstone. I saw him get knocked out in Sacramento, California by Roger Mayweather. He went running after Mayweather, Zach, after Vinny Paz ends, and just got beat by Mayweather. And Lou Duva went running after Mayweather, and Mayweather knocked him out right there in the ring. Did you see that? You ever seen that clip?
Yeah, that's not a highlight of Lou's career, huh?
No, and then the other time you had Kerry on the ring when Andrew Golota fought, who was the guy that Riddick Bowe in the Garden, the disqualification, that kind of good stuff. Of course, he was stretchered out after that fight. Somebody sucker punched him in the ring on that one. He was down. I mean, and he was taking these shots. He was in his like late '70s, early '80s. He passed away at the age of 94. But I tell you, people don't realize this, but I was there the night of the most one of the most controversial nights in the world of boxing, if not sports. Talk about March, I think it was the 7th or the 9th, 1990, March 9th, I believe. And, of course, Meldrick Taylor was challenging Julio Cesar Chavez for the world championship, 140 pounds, the supremacy at 140. And Meldrick Taylor had Chavez beat for 12 rounds. And in about 13, 14 seconds left in the 12th round, he got dropped by a mean punch, a punch that would have knocked anybody out. So he gets up, and at the same time, Lou Duva realizes the round's coming to an end, Zach. So he jumps up on the corner. He starts waving his hands up and down. Well, the round's not over with. And Meldrick's looking at his corner and not looking at the referee. And referee Richard Steele said twice, are you look at me, Meldrick? Meldrick, can you hear me? Look at me. And twice he looked at him. So Meldrick stopped the fight. They call that one of the most controversial stoppages in boxing history. But in reality, when Meldrick wasn't paying attention, Zach, you got to pay attention to the ref. That's what this is all about. You know, I know that.
Yeah, I mean, that stoppage was controversial for a reason, you know. I mean, but at the end of the day, if he wasn't responding to the referee, I understand why that would happen. It's just like with a couple seconds left in the fight, you kind of feel like he could have made it out of the fight.
But he didn't know. But here's what the referee is not wearing a clock. It's not like the rings had the lights on them in the old days in the 70s when the ring corners had, they had lights on them. The lights would go off like during Ali Frazier 2 at the Garden, that 12-round fight in 1973, I think they had. And the lights went off in the corner saying there was 10 seconds left in the round or 30 seconds. I forget what it was. But the bottom line is, the one he lies telling this guy the round was coming to an end. He's supposed to be a magician as far as the clock's concerned.
Well, there's not that, but I mean, there is the when they hit the, you know, the wood at like the 10-second mark. So I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for the referee. I'm just saying he might have known it was almost over.
Okay, may Lou Duva rest in peace. He'll be buried this week in New Jersey, his native New Jersey. Kelvin Glassman took apart Vitor Belfort. Now, it's formerly the Phenom. Vitor Belfort got beat on. He got ragdolled, just like I told Zach he would. Zach, did he get lumped up? Is that it for him? Hopefully no more?
I would think so. I mean, he got to fight in front of the Brazilian fans one last time. So, I don't know. I think that's a way to go out. I mean, I'm sure he wanted to get the win. Gastelum isn't exactly like a world beater, so it's probably time to call it a day.
Good point. Mauricio Shogun Rua, of course, beat Galan Vellante at TKO. That was in the third round. Rua's still going. Another guy that's looking for brain damage down the line. I mean, he's taking a lot of punches, man.
Oh, definitely. Like in Pride, that's where a lot of the punishment came from. And then the UFC, that fight with Dan Henderson, that was one of the most brutal fights that you'll ever see. So
Zach, I forget about his pride days, man. I mean, just that one Henderson fight. Of course, I was Octagon side fan. I told you, I turned my face away twice, two or three times. I couldn't watch it anymore. It was like, ew, too much carnage.
That's a brutal fight, and I feel like the Pride days were a lot more brutal. It just seems to me, even than the UFC days, because there were less rules, you know.
And there was that 10-minute opening round, which separated the men from the boys. Edson Barboza was a winner, flying knee KO round number 2, 335 in over Benil Darouche. Another guy that stood out on the card was Alex Oliveira. That was a nice win, submission rear naked choke over Tim Means. I was impressed by that. Beth Gray was a winner tonight down there, of course, in Brazil as well. And as I looked at the rest of the card, Zach, your favorite fighter was a winner. You know that was right.
Who's that?
Joe Soto won again for the third time in a row.
The grand champion, Joe Soto himself.
Man, Joe Soto's going to kick the snot out of you when he sees you. I'm telling you, Zach, you're probably lucky you weigh about 215, 220, you know, and he's a bantamweight. Because this guy, he wants you. You dog him every chance you get, you slam on that poor dude, man. He stepped up at the last minute, took on a world champion. Of course, got his head handed to him, but he stepped up last minute, and he saved that show. What he should have done, that show shouldn't have went pay-per-view. That was another thing. Another show. Remember that show where they pulled the last-minute show there and that was the main event for a pay-per-view? I don't think that's cool at all. Of course, that's typically the USC. Speaking of the USC, their schedule sort of looks sort of dismal for the rest of the year. Before we get back to the USC, let's talk about the Saturday night boxing schedule. What happened in there?
Oh, well, we had Curtis Stevens taking on David Lemieux in a Showtime event, so... That fight was a middleweight matchup, not a championship matchup, but a good fight between two middleweights that had fireworks written all over it.
Okay, and of course, Curtis Stevens got drilled.
Yeah, third round knockout, and he was knocked out cold. So it wasn't one of those regular, you know, TKOs, the referee waves it. No, he didn't get up for a while after the knockout.
You know, and after those snoring knockouts, of course, Roy Jones had more than one, two, three, four, maybe, I don't know how many times he's been knocked out asleep, because we don't know how many times he's been knocked out in the gym. But it just, man, it doesn't bode well for the longevity of this, you know. And I want to bring this up. We talked about contact sports and about CP, CTE and things and that kind of stuff like this. Connecticut Town is mourning a loss of a softball stand-up who suspected concussion symptoms led to an inoperable brain tumor diagnosis. Daniel Kemp was diagnosed with DIPG, Zach, diffuse intrinsic pontine gliomas, after being hit in the head by a pitch during a game last July. She was playing in summer ball with a Stratford Baskets when she was hit by a pitch. Of course, she was having trouble with balance and focusing after that. They gave her glasses, finally gave her an MRI, and realized she had a brain tumor that she couldn't operate on. But, man, we talk about the danger of combat sports. Here this girl gets hit with a softball, and it was a pitch. It wasn't somebody hit it off the bat.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that just shows you how dangerous head trauma can be in sports.
Okay, since I'm talking about dangerous stuff, I'll stay on the thing, same thing. Fox News says that porn is healthy. Can you believe it, Zach? According to Fox News, there are recreational, compulsive, and distressed porn viewers. Recreational viewers account for 75% of all participants in the study, watching an average of 24 minutes of porn a week. That group consisted mainly of women, and people in relationships. Interesting, women and people in relationships. It was closely followed by the distress group, Zach, watched porn for the least amount of time, about 17 minutes per week. As the name suggests, they associate a lot of their emotional distress with watching X-rated material. Okay. And then there is a compulsive group, Zach. According to them, this group may take up to 11.8% of the participants, but they watch a staggering 110 minutes of porn a week. Now, the question here is, Zach, $64,000 question is, how much porn do you watch?
I definitely don't watch that much. Not as much as...
We're talking boxing. I thought I would mix that in there. Have a little fun, folks. This is the Taco Man Show. Of course, the text line is happening, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Gennady Golovkin's going Saturday night on pay-per-view, Zach. Him and Danny Jacobs are going to fill up the garden. Will they sell any pay-per-views?
I kind of doubt it. I think it'll probably sell better than his fight against Lemieux, because I think Jacobs is a little more marketable than Lemieux. But I don't know how much you see that selling.
Well, if they were running commercials on it like this, this man kicked cancer's ass. Saturday night he's fighting Gennady Golovkin. I think people would tune in.
I think so. I think they could sell it. I think Golovkin is a pay-per-view star. I don't know. I'm not sure if he can really sell pay-per-views like that.
Why? Because, you know, Larry Murchie was on my show in the daytime, of course. He said many times in the past that a fighter from across the pond, especially a European or a Russian fighter, can't come over here and grab. They can't be the man. Even if they were to beat the man, they're not the man, really.
It definitely makes a lot of sense. Even Lennox Lewis, I don't think, was necessarily like a huge pay-per-view star here other than the Tyson fight.
Of course, the Tyson fight, of course, that was the end of Tyson's career, and they had that fight in Tennessee. You know why they had that fight in Tennessee, don't you, Zach?
Tyson couldn't get a license in a lot of other states.
No, they don't drug test in Tennessee.
That makes sense. I mean,
yeah, you know, Besides, Tyson, did I ever tell you how Tyson used to pass those urinalysis? How he used to pass those drug tests?
He used a fake, you know.
He had a fake penis. Not a fake, you know. Say he had a fake penis, folks, and he would fake penis, and it kept the urine warm. This fake urine, and he would go in there and he'd take these tests, and he'd squeeze his pink this fake penis, and out would come the urine. It'd be warm. They'd stick a thermometer, and it'd be 98 degrees. It'd be perfect temperature in the whole nine yards, and it would come out clean. And then Tyson would walk away and say, hey, I did it again. Mike Tyson smoked a lot of weed in his time, but he shouldn't be penalized just for that. Of course, the NFL, we talked about that earlier, Zach, millions and millions and millions of dollars. Every NFL team owner, every NFL team doctor is guilty of violating DEA rules, FDA rules. I mean, they didn't give a snot about the players at all.
Yeah, they care, as any league, I mean, they care more about money than anything else.
And it reminds me of this. Some town in West Virginia, I can't think of the name of it this week, but they're suing the federal government and drug manufacturers because this one city in 4 years had $9 million worth of opiates sold in that one city. And the city's only got a population like 20,000. Imagine that. 20,000 people, they sold $9 million worth of Vicodins in like a four-year period.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that. I mean, it's a popular thing. It's a problem right now.
I just can't believe it. You know what? I've been in pain most of my life, especially after falling through the roof, you know. But I tell you, pain pills just don't do anything for me. They don't take away the pain. They're just not cool. And if you get hooked on them, I watched my mother get hooked on them. Zach, it was one of the ugliest things you ever saw in your life. They can't put them down. They get constipated. The side effects are worse than the good effects.
I agree. I mean, I'm not a big fan of taking that type of medicine. I just think that I would definitely wait a long time to see what the side effects end up being, because I think a lot of times people get too eager to take that stuff and they're not aware of the side effects down the line.
Exactly. And before we go to the break, I'll tell you what the future is as far as painkillers are for cannabinoids. CBDs are found in the cannabis plant. That's going to be the future of when I'm long and gone, long and gone. Zach Attack will say, you know what? The Taco Man told me that night that CBDs will be the future of pain relief in this country, and they are. You are tuned to the Taco Man Show. Hit us up on our text line. I'll answer a couple of these texts after the break. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio. I am Johnny Taco. Of course, I am joined by my esteemed co-host, the all-star that he is, Zach Attack Young. We're talking sports and social issues for the next couple of hours. Hit us up on the text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Taco Man Show, live on Sports Byline.
Them belts are mine. Whatever they want to say, and they can say, oh, well, we took the belt, and now it's this guy's belt. You can play with those fake belts all you want. The real Jose was KO'd, Eddie was KO'd. You're looking at the two-weight world champion, and that's it. And that's it.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Oh,
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Taco Man in the house. Zach Attack got a text coming here from Temecula, California. Randy Lister on SiriusXM Satellite Radio asks, he wants to know if the 49ers could benefit by picking up Jay Cutler.
No, Jay Cutler isn't as good as Kaepernick even, I don't think.
Where's Kaepernick? Is there a chance he can stay with the Niners?
He's a free agent right now. There's always a chance that they could sign him. But I kind of think that Kaepernick probably wants a fresh start somewhere.
Yeah, I think that would be good for both the team and himself. Of course, after that past season, the protests, that kind of good stuff, he needs a new place to hang his hat. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. You can join us on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or text us on the text line. Like my man down there in Temecula, California, the text line number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Taco Man Radio with the Taco Man and Zach Attack Young. Stay tuned for hour number two on Sports Byline.